Got to talk a little more business with our good friend Stephen Boucher. He's the host of Let's Talk Money, which you can hear every Saturday at noon and Sunday at 8 on WGY. And I'm going to guess he's got a little extra hop in his step based on what's about to happen tomorrow. Stephen, it's almost race time.
Good morning, Doug. And it truly is. Saratoga's a summer place to be. And can you believe it? Here we are tomorrow, opening day. Absolutely.
Can't wait now. With that said, let's talk a little business first, because Elon Musk versus Twitter, who you got in this thing?
At the end of the day, I think I'm going to put my money behind Elon Musk. And I say that because, you know, this guy's, you know, he's like the richest guy in the world, and he's backing away from this Twitter deal. And I'm not making judgment on whether it's right or wrong. We just know, we've talked about Elon many times. He's a brilliant man. He's eccentric in many ways. And when he decided to buy Twitter back on April 24th, Twitter, he said he was going to pay $54 for Twitter. Back then, Tesla was 25% higher than where it's at today. He needs to liquidate Tesla to buy Twitter. So bring it forward today with $54 billion, $54 billion of his own money. That's like liquidating $60 billion back when Tesla was trading higher in April. So that could be one reason. Two, it's all about the data. He doesn't trust the data. Three, Twitter's $34 a share today. Maybe he's negotiating a better price. I know that Twitter's going to try to force him to buy it. I'm not sure if you can force somebody to buy something that they decide not to. He may lose $1 billion. It's going to be interesting to see this play out.
Interesting story in the Times Union today. You know, we mentioned Saratoga opening tomorrow. They were talking about how restaurants up there, it's not like 20 years ago when everybody was all in at all times. Because of this weird world we're living in and this weird economy with staffing and inflation and all that, there are some places up there that are picking and choosing certain days to close and certain shifts to close. Did you ever think you'd live to see that?
No. I mean, in the restaurant business, the hospitality business, Doug, is the one that got hurt the most. Where did all those workers go? They disappeared. It's like they just never existed, and we know they did. Restaurants can't get anybody to work, along with a lot of other type businesses, so they have to adjust. They have to limit the seating capacity or close. If you were open 7-6 days before, maybe now you're only open 6 or 5 days, and this is what's happening, and we're seeing it play out all across the country. But right now our focus is Saratoga. We're absolutely seeing it happen in Saratoga.
Before I let you go, I was listening on Saturday, and I didn't know this about you until then, but you are an ice cream fanatic. You were coming back from a buddy's wedding. You're on Route 20, and this place that you always stopped at was closed. I could feel your pain oozing through the radio as you were telling the story, because, man, there's nothing worse than, oh, my place, why? With that said, Stephen Boucher, since you do love ice cream and since I'm semi-new to the region, tell me a place that I gotta go that I may not know about to get really good ice cream.
I'm going to give you three places, and I am an ice creamaholic. I can't get enough of it. Some days you will see me at Snowman and Guptill's in the same day. Now, don't judge me. So those are two of my favorites. And up in Saratoga, I like King Brothers. All homemade ice cream, all well run. I'm telling you, I can't get enough ice cream.
What is your go-to flavor?
Well, I love mint chocolate chip if it's not green. As soon as I see it green, I walk away.
But you're mint a chocolate purist. Chip.
Yep, mint chocolate chip is one of my favorite. It gives me the best of both worlds.
Well, may you get a large scoop of it tomorrow, and may your horses come in. I hope you have a beautiful day today, but also tomorrow as we get track season underway, and we'll be listening this weekend as we always do, Steve.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you for having me on.
Stephen Boucher, Let's Talk Money, Saturdays at noon, Sundays at 8, right here on WGY.